never really considered actually running the country. And I was like, you know, if we ran the country, I think that the solution would be airdrops of puppies and cows. So yeah. Like, you know, and people are pissed off at one another. They can't work this stuff out. And they're like, oh, I'm raging, shaking my rake at the sky. And they look up at the sky and they're like, oh, crap, what is that? Oh, geez, it's puppies. It's puppies.
With bones around their necks.
Right, because we'd be airdropping them from the sky out of like, you know, aircraft.
With little parachutes.
This is what, yeah. And then occasionally you'd see like in rural areas like mine, occasionally you'd see a cow, you know, a calf, just like airdropped from the sky. This is the solution. A calf.
It is.
You know, a small, look at this calf. Just falling from this. And then you'd be like, I'm so mad. Oh, gee, I can't be mad anymore.
Right.
These are puppies falling from the sky. This is solve every problem.
It solves so many problems. So many.
Maybe not every, but most problems. It would
most
solve.
Problems.
Don't you? I think it would solve a lot.
Uh-huh. Without question. Without mm-hmm. question. These are the kinds of things that we discuss before we go up, before we
right.
go live. We also, by the way, discuss very important things like the fact that you can get so much money off of slippers and moccasins at mypillow.com/chicks. You guys, I'm going to show mine again. I have to because I wear them all the time, even in the summer, because they feel so good. Look at the furry, squeezy kitten fur technology.
I want to rub it on my face. I just want to rub it right there. I want to put my head inside of that whole moccasin. Right?
And I mean, look at the color of it. They have them in the tan and the black
Beautiful.
And the gray. And the. I mean, they even have these in pink. They have these in pink.
Oh, I got to get pink ones.
I mean, so
I got
to
get the pink ones. Yeah, Astrid
and
wants the pink
so,
ones.
So discounted, you guys. MyPillow.com/chicks. Don't forget to use code chicks and you'll get even more discounts. Do it because Walmart has said that they won't carry Mike Lindell's products anymore. They're being complete jerkwads.
They're commies.
So support Mike. Get all your products from MyPillow.com/chicks. So should we start with Cassidy or should we
start with
some other things and get other things out of the way? What should we do?
Let's just start with Cassidy. So yesterday I did a post where Dan Rather was like all excited because he was looking at the January 6th, you know, hullabaloo stuff on TV, like watching Dallas. He was like, this is going to be like a who shot JR moment. I'm going to get my popcorn, you guys. Dan Rather was doing this. So Cassidy was like Sue Ellen, right?
Mm.
That's who she is. Only she's 25 and
is she
not a very, I think she's 25 years old and not a very, at least she was 25, I think, when she was doing what she was doing. So she may be a little bit older now, but not a very good actress, if you notice.
Well, I mean, there are things that she, and by the way, if you have no idea what we're talking about, Cassidy Hutchinson was the star witness in yesterday's pop-up surprise January 6th hearing continuation that aired all over the place.
Surprise!
Surprise! And she used to be an aide to Mark Meadows, who was, of course, chief of staff. And so she was not grilled, because, of course, Liz Cheney is in love with her. She was questioned by Liz Cheney, and she'd already given testimony, and part of her previously given testimony was shown in great detail in yesterday's hearing. Now, the reason that she's getting criticized is because so much of her testimony was secondhand or third hand, or I heard from a friend who heard from a friend who.
Yeah.
So much of it was that. But there were some firsthand accounts of behaviors that she saw from President Trump, which I believe because he can be crazy. And so, you know, some of it I think is insane and some of it I think is typical Trump. And so where you stand on Trump is typically how you're going to respond to her testimony. But there was some pieces of her testimony which were more like explosive, I guess, than others. So we'll go through those. The first is when she talked about Trump's reaction to hearing all the chants of the protesters saying that they wanted Mike Pence to hang. Here is that very not communicated very well, second, third person, I don't remember who was their account of that.
I remember Pat saying something to the effect of, Mark, we need to do something more. They're literally calling for the vice president to be effing hung. And Mark had responded something to the effect of, "You heard him, Pat. He thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong." To which Pat said something, "This is effing crazy. We need to be doing something more." Briefly stepped into Mark's office. And when Mark had said something, to the effect of, "He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong," knowing what I had heard briefly in the dining room, coupled with Pat discussing the hang Mike Pence chance in the lobby of our office, and then Mark's response, I understood there to be the rioters in the Capitol that were chanting for the vice president to be hung.
Now, I'm going to go back to that, because what gets really important in the very next thing that you're about to see is Liz Cheney's summary of what she just said. Liz Cheney is going to act as though Trump saying Mike Pence should hang or whatever, she's going to pretend that it's a direct quote. What you just heard Cassidy Hutchinson say is not at all a direct quote. She was like, and then he said something to the effect of, and then I think he said something like this, I'm paraphrasing. Nothing in there was a direct quote because she didn't hear President Trump.
Right. Himself. It was all hearsay.
Yeah. But watch how Liz Cheney spins it.
Pause here on this point. As rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence," the president of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, Mike deserves it, and that those rioters were not doing anything wrong.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. What
right?
a total beast she is. This woman, she's unreal. She's just unreal.
That's not okay.
It's beyond not okay. She is not okay. She's not okay right here.
Yeah.
In so many ways. Yeah.
So many
this
ways.
This whole thing is such a freaking spectacle. I mean, I checked out a long time ago when it comes to this thing. But I mean, this whole thing is it's just drama class.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a theater production. And she's running it. She's the director, Liz Cheney is. And she should be ashamed of herself. And she's not.
It's really, 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 really bad. Now, the next thing that you're going to hear is and this is the one that caught the most attention, right? Is when she talks about President Trump attempting to strangle and assault his chief of security and to grab the steering wheel of the beast, his motorcade, so mm-hmm. that he could be taken to the Capitol to be among the protesters. So you're going to hear her testimony about it. And then you're going to hear Jeffrey Toobin, you know the one.
Jeffrey Toobin. Y'all remember Jeffrey Toobin? Yeah. He's the guy that whacked off in front of everybody. Remember that guy? That guy. Yeah.
So here is the testimony and then the response.
Said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
Jeff Toobin, let's start with the lawyers. Jeff Toobin.
He tried to strangle his Secret Service agent. If someone had told you that 15 minutes before this hearing started, you would have said, you know, you'd watched too many movies. I mean, the scene is so much worse and so much crazier than any of us thought. And the number of criminal offenses that Donald Trump may have committed over the course of January 6th just got a lot longer, including assault on a Secret Service agent.
So imagine that scene play out, right? Like, the beast looks pretty beastly to me, looks pretty big. It doesn't look like the kind of car that if you're sitting in the back seat as a passenger, with all the security and the glass and whatever that's in there, that you could easily lunge towards the steering wheel, let alone to the other seat in front to strangle your chief of security.
Right, yeah. I mean, I find a lot of this so unbelievably far-fetched and just contrived. Yeah, this is all just so ridiculous to me. It's just so, it literally is an episode of Dallas is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So Dan Rather is getting what he wanted yesterday, which is an episode of Dallas. This is what these people want. They want the drama. This is what they want. They're loving this.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this is that Bobby, who she's saying told her the story, the chief of security is Bobby Engel, and she's saying, mm-hmm. he told me that this happened. Bobby Engel has also already testified and didn't say any of that in his testimony. So now the question becomes, and I think it was Mick Mulvaney, the former acting chief of staff of Trump, is now, like, he responded to all this on Twitter yesterday and said, this is explosive. I don't think she's lying. We're going to have to hear from Bobby Engel again, because now that she has said he told her this, now we need to hear from him. And so whether or not he's going to be brought to this hearing, I have no idea. But now there are other Secret Service agents who are ready to push back. Listen to this.
Service so far is not commenting on specifics, but they just informed me that it would like to respond. The Secret Service would like to respond under oath. Two sources familiar with the investigation confirmed that President Trump had requested to go to the Capitol on January 6th and that the Secret Service refused due to security concerns. One of those sources telling me that the president did return to the vehicle after his speech on the morning of January 6th and asked Agent Robert Engel if he could go to the Capitol. Engel said something to the effect of that being unwise or dangerous, and that the motorcade was going to take the president back to the White House. A source close to the Secret Service just told me to expect that the Secret Service will push back against any allegation of an assault against an agent or President Trump reaching for the steering wheel.
Don't you think that if there was an assault against an agent, though, that he would have said that in his initial testimony? I feel this like that would have been really important information to discuss and to relay. Why would he hold that in?
I have no idea. And that's what makes it all so weird.
Especially under oath. You're supposed to say all that stuff. You're supposed to give all the information under God, right? That's what you're supposed to do. So why the hell didn't he do that the first time? If that's what happened, I'm a little confused by that. So, as are probably a lot of other people out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, and this is why it's the way that they conducted this hearing is so dumb in that it is so one-sided. So if there had been people, for example, in yesterday's hearing to cross-examine Cassidy Hutchinson, then maybe we'd have a ball game. But the way that they present it is so one-sided. And then you hear the Secret Service already saying, no, that's not accurate. That never happened. We're going to push back. So then what? And so what is the point of all this, right? It becomes so ridiculous.
The point is theater. The point is to crucify Trump before, it's basically to crucify Trump over and over and over again. And you know what? At least half of America can see that. I mean, we can see that that's what's happening, which is why, you know, most of us have just checked out because we're like, this is what happens in America. There is a different, there's a different judicial process for Republicans than there is Democrats. And so a lot of us watch what's happening, and this is amplifying it. We see it amplified for him. You know, it's like, listen, whatever happened, we can see that he's being treated the same as how, like, I would be treated if something happened to me, because I'm a conservative. The rules are different for me than they are for, you know, for liberals, right?
Yeah.
The rules are different. We're seeing that play out with Trump. Whatever happened on that day, the rules are different for him than they are for, say, Barack Obama. And that is something that the American people are witnessing right now. And that's not okay in the United States of America. It's not freaking okay, you guys. And we're seeing it happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and two, you know, I hate to say it, and people will be like, well, you're a DeSantis person anyway. You don't even want Trump to run. And that's true. I mean, I'm guilty as charged. But I will say that I do think, even though this has been such a farce, this whole trial, this whole hearing has been such a farce, I do think for some people, like it or not, it will have been effective. Because even if you don't believe the testimony, even if you don't believe their evidence that they have brought forward, I can guarantee you that you're probably sick and tired of it. And in some ways, the way that Trump responded to all this by saying, Cassidy Hutchinson is a phony. She just wanted to come to Mar-a-Lago, and all of that typical blustery Trump way. I can guarantee you that people are getting sick and tired of the whole drama-filled crap, and they just want it to stop and go away. And that includes Trump. So even if you're a person who maybe was on the fence, you're probably just so sick and tired of this that you would just rather he go away, it go away, all of it just go away. You know what I mean? I think that's probably going to be the case for a lot of people.
I hear you. But at the same time, on the same vein, they're emboldening, you know, like if you like to stand, they're emboldening all of our candidates yeah. by doing what they're doing. They're it doesn't matter who runs, no matter who it is, whether it's DeSantis, whether it's Noam, whether it's anybody on our side of the aisle, they're emboldening all of us is what they're doing with this bullshit. That's what they're doing. They're emboldening everybody because they look ridiculous doing all of this stuff. And it's unfair. It's totally unfair. And there are so many people who have remained very polite for a very long time. And we're watching this and we're like, this is not right what they're doing. And not only that, but there's so much stuff going on in the country, all these kitchen table issues that they are not handling while they're doing this dog and pony show. What are they doing? You know what I mean? Why are they spending their time doing this when they should be fixing issues they're not fixing? Yeah. And so people are really getting pissed off, and it will show. It will totally show during the elections. I guarantee that. I mean, I really feel that. I do.
I hope you're right. You guys, it is time to remind you once again about the humongous summer discounts that GenuCell.com/chicks is having on all of their skincare, but primarily their most popular package, which includes their most popular products. And they are the most popular for a reason. They are the best group of products, all nicely curated for you into one package. And it's 65% off that package. And then on top of that, if you use code CHICKS at checkout, you get another discount on top of that. So it's the best time ever. Summertime is always the best time ever, but it's particularly a good time to get yourself the most popular package from GenuCell.com/chicks.
You guys, we recorded our deep dive early this week. It was on Monday, but I believe did it come out yesterday or is it out today?
Today.
I think it's out today still. Yeah. So check out our deep dive. You can get it where all podcasts are found, and make sure you are subscribing to that and subscribing to this podcast. If you can't listen to it every morning, make sure you're putting it in your pocket or in your tool belt and share it with friends. Do it. You guys, we talked about, I know this is going to be shocking, but we talked about abortion this week.
Kind of felt like it was a topical topic.
Right. Mm-hmm. We dove right in there.
We dove. We took a deep, deep dive.
We did.
Well, and I know you just mentioned that we did our deep dive about abortion, but everybody should be on the lookout because probably this week there is going to be another very, very important SCOTUS ruling on the power that federal agencies have to just make rules for everybody.
Oh,
and so
great.
There's a case that has to do with the EPA. They're going to be deciding on that this week, likely. And essentially, they're going to decide, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Act, they've been accused essentially of overreach. So what the court is going to be deciding is how much power do these federal agencies really have, and should some of the rules that they and regulations that they're creating really be legislative issues that Congress takes care of? So this is going to be a big deal because it could actually eliminate a lot of power that the EPA and other federal agencies have. So it's a big one. It will affect a lot of things. And that's something to definitely pay attention to.
Yeah,
yesterday,
it is.
Yesterday, I did a post on Hillary Clinton speaking out against Justice Thomas, because everybody's like, Clarence Thomas wants to take away interracial marriage, which I always think is so hilarious. But yes, Environmental Protection Agency. Did I say something else?
You said act, but you meant agency.
Yes.
You said Environmental Protection Act, but you meant Environmental Protection Agency.
Yes,
right.
The agency. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, so Hillary Clinton, who's probably the most bitter, resentful, angry, mean-spirited, awful person ever.
Yeah.
Here is what she says about Justice Clarence Thomas. Look at this.
Law school with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a person of grievance for as long as I've known him. Resentment, grievance, anger.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Can you even?
Oh my God. Oh God. It's like her face. That. Her face like screams grievance. You know? It's like if grievance had a face, it would be Hillary Clinton. You know what I mean? I just cannot with this woman. I can't. Oh God. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a montage? Because the post that you wrote was beautiful about it. Like it just had it.
I
had
gotta have the montage because everybody realizes that she's been so.
Yeah, but seriously, like you guys, her post had literally like 15,000 examples of the times where Hillary was like a total hag and was awful and bitter and terrible. It was like
grieved.
Example after example after example. And it was like, no, not going to let you pass on this one, Hills. No.
And then did you see at the bottom of it, I put the video of Clarence Thomas just laughing like the jolly guy that he is.
Yes.
That is such a contrast. But listen, this is what I wanted to play most of all. So the Hillary thing set me up for this video of Justice Sotomayor. This is what Justice Sotomayor, who by the way, could not be on opposite ends any harder from Justice Thomas. Here's what she says about Clarence Thomas, with whom she works every day.
But I suspect I have probably disagreed with him more than with any other justice. That we have not joined each other's opinions more than anybody else. And yet, Justice Thomas is the one justice in the building that literally knows every employee's name, every one of them. And not only does he know their names, he remembers their family's names and histories. He's the first one who will go up to someone when you're walking with him and say, "Is your son okay? How's your daughter doing in college?" He's the first one that, when my stepfather died, sent me flowers in Florida. He is a man who cares deeply about the court as an institution, about the people who work there, but about people. He has a different vision than I do about how to help people and about their responsibilities to help themselves. I've often said to people, Justice Thomas believes that every person can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. I believe that some people can't get to their bootstraps without help. They need someone to help them lift their foot up so they can reach those bootstraps. That's a very different philosophy of life. But I think we share a common understanding about people and kindness towards them. That's why I can be friends with him and still continue our daily battle.
I'll take her word for it, Hillary.
Yeah, I'll totally take it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I would imagine that Hillary is nothing like him. You know, and she's probably nothing like Sotomayor either, honestly. You know, I mean, seriously, you think that Hillary knows like any of the people on her freaking staff and about their family and the people in their families, like the names of people in their family? Seriously, you think that people could say that same stuff about Hillary? I would venture to say no.
Mm-hmm. You guys, Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced yesterday to 20 years. In prison. And so the victims came out, released more victim impact statements. Now people are speculating that she will not release any of the names of the people who she is protecting because she's going to continue to fight for appeal. So if you're holding out hope that now that the sentencing is over, we're going to hear all the juice, I wouldn't hold your breath for that because she's going to be very, very interested in self-preservation and filing for every possible appeal that she can file for. So,
God, that is so unfortunate. So unfortunate. How old is she? Do we know how old she is? Is she in her 60s?
I think she's 60 something. Like maybe early 60s.
That's what I was. Okay. Yeah. Just curious about that. God, it's so disappointing. Like I really wanted her to sing and just start talking.
I know.
We're never going to know. You know what I mean? We're never going to know. Unless she secretly writes a book. And then one day when she dies, it just all comes out.
Yeah. But then it'll be way too late. Most of those people will be dead.
I don't know. Eventually she's going to probably get suicided. Don't you think?
I just want there to be karma for the people that she's covering for. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yeah. Very important people, prominent people who mm-hmm. she's covering for. Yeah. A lot of them who we probably have talked about on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
One more quick little tidbit before you get to your sack of whack. And that is that, did you ever see that movie, Big Hero, the Disney feature, the animated feature? Big Hero
yes.
6 or whatever.
Big Hero 6.
I love
6.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I love it. And there's
with the big, yeah, the big white,
big
like
belly.
Fluffy marshmallow looking man.
Yeah. Yeah. Baymax.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Baymax.
Betamax. Yes.
So Baymax, just Bay.
Baymax. Baymax. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah.
And so now they're working on a sequel. And apparently there was a little clip leaked from that sequel that has come out. So I wanted to share it because if you're thinking that Disney hasn't gone. I mean, I know everybody knows Disney's gone totally woke.
Oh, no.
But now they've gotten so woke that in the new Baymax movie, they are going, you're going to see this. I'm not making it up. There's a scene in a grocery store where Baymax is looking for tampons or feminine hygiene products. I don't know why, but he's asking for help from the various people that are in the aisles. And one of the people that comes to help is a man who says that he prefers the pads with wings. That's how woke Disney has become. You ready to see it?
Oh my God, you're kidding me with this.
I'm not kidding. You ready?
Yes, I guess.
Excuse me, which of these products would you recommend?
Well, these are the tampons I usually use.
Thank you.
I prefer pads. They're more comfortable for me.
Thank you.
I always get the ones with wings.
Thank you.
Get unscented and bleach-free if you can.
Thank you.
Yo, my daughter loves these.
Thank you.
These might be easier if it's her first period.
Thank these you. Are really environmentally friendly.
Did you see the guy? I prefer the wings.
What the hell is happening? I swear, we're so doomed. We are doomed, honestly. This is the
anyway,
thing. It's like the thing that you played yesterday. I swear I shared it on my own personal Facebook page of the woman talking about how we're going to be like the camels are coming.
Yeah.
The camels are coming. The camels are coming. You guys, they're coming back. Like this is an example of what?
Yeah.
Weak, pathetic, weak men. This is what's happening. We have completely feminized everything. And like our men are weak, pathetic.
It's bad. We have a brand new sponsor and it is a company called Omaha Outdoors. They are based in Rosenberg, Texas, and they ship anywhere in the United States. And they've got all the stuff that you could need for your outdoor lifestyle. They've got the things for the hunting. They've got all the things, some of which we're not allowed to say.
Right.
Because of rules and Zuckerberg. But I can tell you that they have all those things. And not only do they have them, their shipping is like super, super fast. They do amazing customizations. They will price match your big box stores. So we are super, super excited to have them supporting us. We hope you support them in turn, because this is your Texas-based one-stop shop for all those things,
and some
of which, of course, we can't say. Check them out. It's omahaoutdoors.com. And you're going to see all of those things.
Yeah, we definitely want you guys to check them out. They're awesome. They're like right. They're kind of near Houston. They're an American company, obviously. And they have all, like Mock said, all those things that we cannot talk about a lot of those things. But if you guys go to their site and check it out, you'll see what we're talking about. And they're just awesome. They're a great company. We're so delighted to have them. They're right up our alley and we know that they're right up yours. So check them out. Check them out.
All right. What is in your sack of whack?
I have two things. All right. We missed a story and I'm going to say it and you're going to get really pissed off at me. And then I'm going to have to do a second one. All right. Because I know you.
Okay, well, all right,
we missed the story from the beginning of June. There is a tortoise went missing from a family. I'm fascinated by this because I didn't think that this would ever be able to happen. But my husband's like, I can't believe you didn't see this story. Because I was like, oh my God, did you hear about this? And he goes, yeah, this was like a month ago. But a family's missing tortoise was discovered in their attic 30 years after it went missing. And it was still alive.
What did it eat?
It ate termites and like wood in the attic. And it was still alive, Mom. Okay, like I'm even horrified by this. Like,
that's a zombie turtle. That's a zombie terrorist turtle. I was like, that's not even right.
I was like, what in the world? Like they thought that it just was lost. And then they went up in the attic and they're like, oh my God. So yeah, they found the missing turtle 3 decades after.
Because they don't die. They don't die.
He survived eating termite larvae. That's what he was eating. Oh. Anyways, they took him to the veterinarian. He was totally fine. Tortoise was male. They can live up to 255 years and survive for about three.
And dogs are going to live for 10? This is what's fair now?
This is what we need to ask God when we get, seriously, when we go to heaven. This is like one of the first questions I'm going to ask. I have lots of questions. I have so many questions, but this is one of my top 10 questions. I'm going to be like, what's up with the tortoises? What's up? Okay. 255 years. They can survive for 3 years without food and water. Like what in the world? I mean, yeah. So I just thought that was an interesting story. I knew you'd be pissed off. So I have another one. Just really quickly, there is a New York man and woman. They're facing a $500 fine. This is so you, because they brought a raccoon to the store. They brought it to a pet store because they wanted to show. It's like one of those Petcos where you can bring your dog to the Petco. And they're like, oh, this is our pet raccoon. We're going to bring it in for some pet food. And they're like, yeah, because you can't have a freaking raccoon as a pet, Mom. This is so you.
And if it's okay and the raccoon is nice, not. Haven't you seen the TikToks of the sweet little pet raccoons?
Not okay. It's not okay at all. So the Department of Environmental Conservation police officer got an urgent call about this raccoon who happened to be rabid. And these people were walking it around this pet store.
If it was rabid, that's a problem.
I think that, you know, they just thought this was going to be a sweet raccoon. They were going to take into their house and it was going to be great because they're just like you. And so anyway, and I thought I would share the story because I'm like, don't do this. Don't try this at home. Don't take raccoons into your home and take
raccoons
and put them on a freaking leash and take them to Petco. Don't do that. And so anyway, well, this
you
happened.
Can if they're not rabid is all I'm saying.
I can't believe they only got a $500 fine. Like, I feel like the fine should be more for just ridiculousness.
I think we should get a $500 reward for taking care of a rabid raccoon.
My head. Anyways, that is your second story of whack. Tortoises to rabid raccoons. It's all for you, Mock. That is your gift.
Double whack today.
That is your gift. You're welcome, everybody. You guys, it is Wednesday. I had to look and see what day it was. Bring it in. Wednesday, hump day. It's hump day. You guys, we're sliding into a holiday weekend.
Very excited
about that. So yeah, we've only got 2 more days until the holiday weekend. Very, very excited. Hope you make today count. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
The evidence is clear. More guns, less crime. So why is there a relentless push for more gun control? On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, I talk with Dr. John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center about why mass shootings occur and how telling the truth about guns got him fired and how the media are only interested in one side of this debate. Join us. Follow The Bill Walton Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
I think it's important to remember that such
Stalinist show trials are partially about persecuting political opponents and putting them in prison, but they're also about covering up crimes or covering up real stories. And so I have found it really interesting how the committee is engaged in a cover-up of what happened in the 2020 election.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.